Good morning. The heat wave continues for a sixth consecutive day across interior New York and New England, with high temperatures today warmer than the last 5 days. Many locations will be in the middle to upper 90s, and some places may even top out right at 100 degrees. With the high humidity, the heat index will be above 100 across a large part of the area, and some places may even approach 107 to 110 degrees with the heat index. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued for a large part of interior New York and New England for the day today. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continues to dominate the weather, although it's beginning to break down as we see signs of changes across southern Canada and out toward the Great Lakes, with a trough of low pressure making an approach. With the closer proximity of the trough, we may see a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms develop today in spots, especially across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. But even down along the I-90 corridor, there is at least a chance at a couple of thunderstorms pushing through. So after another hot and humid day, another muggy night tonight. A couple of thunderstorms pushing through during the evening hours. Otherwise, temperatures will stay mainly in the 70s for overnight lows. That trough of low pressure and an associated front will move through the region tomorrow. This will increase the chance at more widespread showers and thunderstorms across the region. There is the risk that some of these thunderstorms could be on the strong, maybe even severe side, with gusty winds and hail, of course, frequent lightning and heavy downpours, so we'll be on the lookout for that on your Saturday. High temperatures tomorrow will be left in the 80s with the clouds and showers. It's behind this front that we'll have a refreshing change on Sunday, with lots of sunshine, lower humidity, and a comfortable breeze, as high temperatures will be back down into the lower 80s. We'll spend most of next week in the lower to mid 80s with mostly sunny skies and just a small chance at scattered thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are out today, not only for a large part of the Northeast, but along the I-95 corridor, all the way down into the D.C. area and west into the Ohio Valley, Midwest, and Great Lakes. High temperatures in Boston and New York City are expected to be right around 100 degrees, with the heat index approaching 110. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 57 degrees, with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 degrees. In Albany on the hour, hazy sunshine and 76 degrees. The dew point is 71, 85% relative humidity. The barometer at 29.91 inches and holding steady. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97 in 1904. And the record low, 47 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m. 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the lower to mid-90s with the heat index near 100. For the Connecticut Valley, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and the remainder of interior southern New England, also for the Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, Taconic, southern Berkshires, and the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s and the heat index between 100 and 105. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in the 80s. As we head into Sunday, much lower humidity with high temperatures in the lower 80s. And then a couple of showers and thunderstorms early next week with high temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.